I like to fancy myself as a guy that can handle a lot of different situations. My name is Chris Johnson, and somehow, I haven't quite figured it out yet, somehow I get asked to do a fair amount of shit. A lot of it is shit that I never would have done in the past. Past Chris Johnson would just sit on the couch with his thumb up his ass, just watching shit on his DVR and playing fucking video games. I wouldn't fucking leave the house, you know? I was anxious. I didn't want to fucking leave the house. Now, I'm still anxious. The anxiety's still there, but I can force myself to fucking go do things from time to time. So something popped up again. It was like, yo, son, we're going to go to a fucking trampoline park. And I thought, what? Come on. The fuck is a goddamn trampoline park? These things exist? It was like the fucking Loch Ness Monster to me. Like, it's been photographed. I saw a photograph of the place online. But does it really exist? Is that a real photo? I'm going to have to investigate. And I can tell you from personal experience that Nessie is real. Nessie, in this case, being a fucking trampoline park. A large group of people were invited. Smaller group showed. I gotta tell you one thing. I like to think of myself as being pretty in shape. I work out multiple times a week. I do fucking 5Ks and 10Ks all the time. 3 hours at that fucking trampoline park. I feel like I just got hit by a fucking truck. Lower back, fucking killed. My fucking calves are sore. My goddamn thighs. My right Achilles is fucked up. I think it's my Achilles. It's my heel. It hurts when I take fucking steps. So is that my Achilles? I've never had an Achilles injury. I'm just going to call it a fucking Achilles. Yeah, I can't step. I can't take fucking normal steps. My elbows are bruised? What the fuck is that? I wasn't at a goddamn skate park. I was bouncing around on fucking trampolines. So my buddy Chops told me before I went. He's like, yo, that's going to be a good fucking workout. You better prepare yourself. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll wear like workout attire. So I ended up wearing what I wear on my fucking runs. Skin-tight Captain America shirt, workout shorts. And here was my big dilemma. When I run, I lube up my tits. I take Vaseline, I lube up my fucking tits and my side before I run. And if you think I'm full of shit, go back and listen to episode 4. It was all about lubing up my tits. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm gonna be bouncing around for 3 hours. Do I have to lube up my tits to go jump on trampolines? I asked Chops, I'm like, Chops, is this a tit lube job here? His answer, yes, motherfucker, you lube that shit up. So I did. Didn't tell the people that were there. Did not say to anybody that was there, like, look, fellas, I lubed up my tits before I came here today. I kept that quiet. I thought that might be a little bit too much for everybody. Here's another thing that happened. And this is something I don't know if I can be forgiven for. As you know, I hate the man bun. I fucking hate him. I just don't like him. I don't fucking like him. It's a tough hairstyle for me. A dude with a man bun helped rip apart my marriage. Matter of fact, that motherfucker living in the house that I bought right now. At least I think he is. He was. So man buns are tough. I work with somebody, the chef. She organizes a lot of these fucking gatherings. She also, for some inexplicable reason, is pretty interested in my hair and doing different shit with it. Says to me one day at work, like, you wear your hair the same every day. Yes, I fucking do. I just wear it long. I got long hair. I wear it down, throw some gel in it, and I fucking rock that shit. She's like, you gotta mix it up a little bit. I don't think so. I don't think I need to fucking mix anything up. And she said before, we're gonna put it in a bun. And I said, a man bun? Get the fuck out of here with that nonsense. So I've been dealing with man bun pressure at work for a couple months now. I just fucking ignore it. Cause you know what? I'm thinking there's never gonna be a fucking scenario where I'm gonna need her assistance in any way with my fucking hair. Well, that moment came at the trampoline place. I was gonna bring a hair tie just to tie my hair back. Because I'm going to be jumping around like a goddamn lemur. I need to keep my hair out of my fucking face, but I forgot my hair tie. The chef had a fucking hair tie. And the condition was, I'll give you the hair tie. Can I style the fucking hair whichever way I want? And I'm thinking, I don't give a shit. I already look ridiculous. I'm already at a fucking trampoline place with weird fucking socks on. They give you weird socks so you don't fucking slip and fall. And I was like, I don't give a rat's ass what you do to my hair. Fine. Fine. Do whatever the fuck you want. And as a result, she put my hair in a man bun. So Chris Johnson was walking around like a douchebag European soccer player. And I'm not proud of it. It's not something I planned out. But desperate times call for desperate measures. Now look, if you want to kick me in the dick when you see me because of this, go ahead. Kick me in the dick. I won't even wear a cup. I will tell you this. I did not look at myself in the mirror. So I have no idea what the fuck it looked like. And I think my hair didn't like it. My hair kind of like said, what the fuck are you doing, son? Because, you know, after some bouncing, it kind of like shunned it. You know, like certain strands were trying to jump away. They were trying to jump out of the fucking tie. But all in all, the fucking trampoline place was a great fucking time. And see if you do this. So I get out of the trampoline place, 3 fucking hours of bouncing around like a fucking maniac. I'm fucking starving. I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to go to fucking Jim Steakout. If you don't live in Buffalo, it's a fucking sub place. It's fucking phenomenal. And just feed my fat fucking face a fucking foot-long sub and some poutine fries. You do that sometimes when you, like, work out or have, like, a big, like, workout day. And you're like, you know what? Fuck it. I just busted my balls. I'm going to eat like a goddamn sloth for a fucking day and not give a shit. Well, I'll be back, baby. Sunday and Wednesday. That's when you get your new episodes. Going to keep pumping out the old Facebook videos. So if you want to catch the podcast on Facebook, you can do that. I am on Apple Podcast and Google Play. You can also get every single episode on Podbean, the website, or the app for that. Follow my ass on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. Follow on Instagram. I fucking love Instagram. I never knew in my life I'd turn into such a pussy. Man Buns Trampoline Places and Instagram, but I'm fucking all into at least two of the three. The buns are still fucking terrible. But check me out on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes.